Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Welcome to the Cognitive Recalibration Podcast. This is your host, Shravan, and I have Thorin with us today.
Hey,
sitting across from me. Do you think anyone would have realized?
Probably.
Yeah.
We sound very different. So One of my colleagues was listening to our podcast, and he said He's one of his kids, and his kid's like 4 years old.
Got scared by my voice.
He walked in, and he's like, "That guy has a really cool voice," and apparently it was your voice.
Oh, it's my voice. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait till he meets me. He'll change his mind.
I disagree.
He'll be like, "I hate this guy."
Merry Christmas, everyone. So this is our Christmas episode. We do one, third time we're doing it, I think.
Mm.
Yeah. So we do one every year, and we talk about a Christmas movie each.
Yep.
Sometimes it's a good one.
We're both wearing Christmas hats.
We're definitely both wearing Christmas attire.
Santa Claus is tied up in the corner over there.
Yeah.
He's gagged as well, so he doesn't disturb us.
Yes, yeah.
I don't know why. Why is he here?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's just here. I guess we'll leave him there.
He got stuck in the chimney, and then then we just decided to – no one's getting presents this year, by the way.
If the episode's good enough, then we'll release him. Otherwise, he's going to have to stay.
Yeah.
Yep.
No presents forever then.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, your colleague, the 4-year-old who listened, probably shouldn't listen to some episodes.
Yeah.
just saying, especially this one, because we're going to spoil Christmas for him.
So if you're listening, 4-year-old son of my colleague, stop listening. All right. So as usual, we're going to talk about a movie each, and then that's it. So it's going to be one of our shorter episodes, I guess.
Just depending on how short much and cute. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, depending on how much we end. Last year, we ended up talking quite a bit, actually, because we also had Kiridi on onto the same episode. So, do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
I can go first.
Okay.
Yeah. Star Wars Holiday Special. I'm not doing it again. I've been threatening you with doing it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just talking about
I think
that
they're
movie.
Doing. The Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special next year.
Next year, yeah.
So I'll talk about that next year. I'm hallmarking that for next year.
Okay, you're bookmarking that.
Bookmarking that one, yeah. Right. But for this year, there hasn't been a whole load of new Christmas movies this year.
Yeah, there's been those Netflix ones.
Yeah, I watched a couple of those, but nothing
Single
stood
all
out.
The Way.
Is there one called that?
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't heard of that.
There's another one with, who's that girl in Vampire Diaries?
Oh, yeah, I did. You mean Love Hard?
Yeah, yeah.
I actually watched that. That's actually quite good. I'm not reviewing that one, but you should watch that one. That's not bad, yeah.
It's got that guy, that other guy. He's in Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah, he's funny, yeah.
Yeah.
Funny thing about that movie, the girl's favorite Christmas movie is Die Hard, and the guy's favorite Christmas movie is Love Actually.
Oh, yeah?
So that's why the movie's called Love Hard.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. And those, we reviewed both of those last year, didn't we?
I think Karini did both of them.
Yeah, he did both of them. Yeah.
He hadn't watched either of them.
Yes.
But he did both of them.
He did both of them. Maybe they got the idea from us because we reviewed both of them in one episode.
They're also very famous movies. so probably not. Yeah. I watched a movie that came out last year, I think.
Okay.
It's directed by someone who I'm not willing to look up because I can't be bothered, and it stars people.
Well, if you tell me what it's called, I can look it up while you talk.
I've actually forgotten the title for a second. I'm hoping it comes to me. What's it called?
Who's in it?
Christian Stewart.
Oh, yeah. I think I know the one you're talking about.
It's got Christian Stewart, that chick from Terminator, Alison Brie. Terminator
Dark Fate.
Yep.
Yeah.
Alison Brie and other people.
I know the one you're talking about. Is that a Christmas movie?
I should definitely know the title.
We're just going to have to go through Kristen Stewart's filmography one by one.
I knew it before I came. It just slipped out of my mind.
It's called Happiest Season.
Happiest Season, yes. Yeah. And you say, is that a Christmas movie? It's called Happiest Season. What do you expect it to be?
There's other seasons that are happier. there's happy seasons.
Yes. Yeah, but it's the happiest.
Like tax season?
It's the happy. Yeah, but tax season isn't a happy season.
depends if you're getting a good tax return.
True,
but it's not happy up till the point you get the return, though. It's not that great.
Yeah, it's not about tax season. Okay. So it is about Christmas. And so what's that girl's name that plays the girl in Terminator? She's kind of like the main. Christian Stewart's the main character.
Yeah.
And that girl is the.
Mackenzie Davis.
So Mackenzie Davis is going back home for Christmas with her family, and she's in a relationship with Christian Stewart. But she hasn't told her parents yet that she's gay. So she wants to take Christian Stewart home, but then she also doesn't want them to be want them to find out. So
want to ruin Christmas.
Yes, and then shenanigans.
So is it a comedy?
It is a comedy, but it's got drama elements. I would say it's a big mixture of both, but it's got funny stuff. It is okay, but
have you seen Last Christmas?
No.
The one with Emilia Clarke and...
Oh, no, I haven't.
Henry Golding?
Is that the same story as this? I'm guessing it's not.
No, it's not. Henry Golding. That one is also not a comedy, but it's kind of like...
I would say this has comedy. It's primarily probably aiming to be a comedy. Christian Stewart's not that funny in this. I think she can be funny, but she's not that funny in this.
She was funny in Charlie's Angels.
She was the best movie of that year. Yeah. But she's not aiming to be that funny in this. It's more kind of, I guess it's a coming of age Christmas movie where they kind of deal with their problems. There's three sisters. Alison Brie is one of the sisters, and then another person who I don't know is the other sister.
Aubrey Plaza?
No. So Aubrey Plaza is Mackenzie Davis's ex, but she lives in the same city. Essentially, they are... It starts off with Mackenzie Davis kind of being a dick to Christian Stewart when they go to the house, and then she kind of realizes that she doesn't want to do that, and they...
Why is she
Because she doesn't want her parents to find out that they're in a relationship.
But she brought this girl with her, right?
Yeah. She brought the girl with her, but then she did it as a snap judgment, and she's like, maybe I shouldn't do it. But then she realizes that halfway there, she's a bit stupid. Yeah. So on the way there, she's like, maybe I shouldn't have brought you. And Christian Stewart's like, we're halfway there already. Like, and then while they're away, Mackenzie Davis's mom tries to set Mackenzie Davis up with one of her old boyfriends. And then they go out and do a bit of stuff. And that pisses off Christian Stewart. There's like a lot of byplay. There's a lot of stuff that happens.
So one of the mum's exes.
No. Mackenzie Davis's exes.
Okay.
Yeah. High school. Yeah.
Okay.
Not the mum's ex. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the guy? Someone famous?
No.
Just some guy.
Other than like the main sisters, Christian Stewart, like no one else is that super famous. Yeah. It's got the guy in. Have you seen Schitt's Creek? It's got that guy.
the older guy?
Like no, his son.
Okay.
And he's also gay, like in real life and in this movie. So
okay.
Yeah. It's a movie that I know a lot of people like because of the representation, because there's never been a movie where, like, a Christmas movie where it concentrates on a gay couple. So,
but if you take that away, is it just a
it's pretty Christmas? Generic. Yeah. Yeah, pretty generic if you take that away. So I didn't like it that much because I don't personally identify with it as much, but I still thought it was passable and I had a good time with it. But I know a lot of people that are part of those communities really enjoy this movie, and it's like one of their staples. I think it's a pretty decent time. The only problem I have with the movie is at the end, Kristen Stewart ends up with Mackenzie Davis. Is it Mackenzie Davis or Mackenzie Harvey? I want to say Mackenzie Harvey.
It's Mackenzie Davis.
Mackenzie Harvey is the guy that opens the batting for the Melbourne Renegades.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Is he good now?
No. bit of byplay there as well.
A couple of years ago, he was like meant to be like one of the best openers or something.
I think he's still like young. He's like early 20s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, at the end, Kristen Stewart does end up with Mackenzie Davis. But realistically, like, Mackenzie Davis is a dick to her the whole movie. She shouldn't have gotten back with her. She should have gone with Aubrey Plaza instead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So Aubrey Plaza's Kristen Stewart's ex.
No. Mackenzie Davis's ex.
So do they end up meeting?
Yeah, because they all come back for Christmas at the town.
So why is her ex? Oh, because she lives in the same.
They live in the same city and they like go to parties and stuff. The dad's running for mayor. Yeah, so they're like running parties and stuff like that.
There's a lot of subplots here.
There's a lot of subplots, yeah. So that's another reason she doesn't want to tell the family, because she's like, the dad's doing an electoral campaign, so she doesn't want to interrupt it. But in the end, it's funny because the overall plot of the movie is that the parents put too much pressure on the three sisters, and then they kind of crumble under pressure and they do stuff that they don't want to do. But the older sister essentially used to be the golden child, which was Alison Brie. But then she quit her job she owned a law firm. They quit their job and they had kids. And they have this like company where they sell like little gifts. But the parents essentially like, they don't disown her, but they like think less of her. They don't want her front and center. They want Mackenzie Davis front and center because she's like this huge reporter. And no one cares about the third one. She always gets ignored.
Okay.
Essentially, yeah, because she's a bit weird.
So the third one was played by Mary Holland.
Yes. Yeah, so she's like weird and quirky. And the parents, like, she still lives with the parents and they don't really pay much attention to her. But the whole thing is about, like, not only the three sisters growing up and realizing they want to do what they want to do, but also the parents realizing they've put too much pressure on the kids, essentially, to be perfect. So
and
it's like
Christmas time.
Yeah, it's Christmas time. Yeah. There's a scene where like all of them, they're doing like a Kris Kringle and then everything unravels and they like rip all the presents apart and the Christmas tree, they like do a punch on in the Christmas tree. The Christmas tree falls down. It's very dramatic. Yeah. But it's all right. I don't think you would like it. I think your wife might like it, but it's probably a movie that is okay to watch once. Love Hard's actually better. I should have done Love Hard. But this was all right.
I watched the first like half an hour of Love Hard. Mm. So that's when she – where does he live? He lives in like some
– some like small town.
Yeah, that's really
cool. Same in this movie. It's like based in some small town. Yeah. Feel like they're like doing small town America Christmas movies.
I'm thinking where Last Christmas was. I think Last Christmas – was not in a small town. It was in London.
I think this is better than Last Christmas. Not having watched that movie, just based off what I've heard about it, I think this is better.
Well, we reviewed it. You can go check out our episode where we actually reviewed it. But that has like some weird supernatural twist to it. So Henry Golding's like actually dead or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. This doesn't have any supernatural twist. Yeah.
And she's the only one that can see him or something.
She gets his heart.
And yeah, then, that's right.
Yeah.
You remember it better than me, and I've actually seen it.
Yeah. She gets his heart so she could, like, talk to him or whatever.
That's right. Yeah.
It's in the song, Last Christmas I Gave You My Heart.
Oh, yeah. They keep playing that song in that movie as well. Okay. So you give it a cognitive recalibration.
It's just a pass for me, but I know a lot of people like it a lot more.
Okay.
It sits at, like, a 6 on IMDb, which is, like, dece. Yeah.
So box office-wise, it made $2.1 million.
Is that bad,
which seems very, very low. Did it open? Did it release on streaming or something?
It was a COVID movie, wasn't it?
Yeah, it would have been.
Yeah,
it came out last
year. I'm pretty sure
November.
Yeah, so November probably 25th. Probably yeah. suffered from COVID.
Yeah, actually, it released on Hulu.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Directly to streaming.
But it must have had some small theatrical window where it opened.
If you like those characters, you like those actors as well, you probably enjoy it. Oh, the other thing, everyone dresses very well in that movie. Everyone's, yeah.
Well-dressed.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Yeah.
I guess we can go on to my movie. So I'm winding the clock back. You went more recent. I'm going a bit older.
Star Wars Holiday Special.
Not that old.
Every year we both switch between doing the Star Wars Holiday Special.
I've actually never seen that movie.
It's not a movie. It's a TV special.
Well, I've never seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't watch it.
I've seen bits and pieces of it, and that was scarring enough, so I never attempted to actually watch it. And there is no, like, it's on YouTube, right?
It's on YouTube. Yeah,
it's on YouTube. So I'm reviewing The Santa Claus, Claus with an E, which came out in
I actually really like this movie.
Yeah, for some reason we watched this a lot, and I don't
know
why.
Because I liked it.
I don't know why, but I hadn't watched this in years, and I watched it again yesterday, and I could remember every single scene.
So. I could review this movie without even watching it recently. I've seen this movie a lot of times, and I like it. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it used to come on TV.
It used to come on TV before Christmas. Yeah.
And we used to watch it a lot.
This and the second one, I know off the back of my hand. The third one, I'm not as familiar with.
Yeah, I can't really remember even the second one, but we can talk about it. So it came out in 1994, the year of your birth. So you definitely didn't watch it when you were born. I don't think I watched it when it came out either. I think I only ever watched this on TV, so we didn't watch it in the cinema. Obviously, it's starring Tim Allen.
Yes.
Everyone's
favorite dad.
Yeah. So when this came out, he was, I guess, at the height of his popularity.
Height of his powers.
Yeah.
He's the president of the United States, and also had that Home Improvement show. So.
So apparently when this came out, he had the number one movie, which was this. He had the number one TV show, which was Home Improvement. And he also had the number one best-selling book or something.
Home Improvement, the book.
I think it's called, it's got an interesting name. Don't Stand Too Close to a Naked Man.
Good advice for anyone, I guess. Yeah. Yep.
And apparently this was the first lead role in a movie for Tim Allen.
What about Toy Story?
Toy Story came out after this, 1995, and he technically isn't the leading man in that.
He's one of the leads.
He's one of them, yeah. But he's not the leading man. So it was made on a budget of $22 million, and it made $189 million, which is, I mean, for a Christmas movie, it's pretty good.
It's a good movie, that's why.
So we could go through his story, and everyone's probably seen this, so spoilers.
Yeah.
So it's about a pretty horrible man and not a very good dad.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you watch this. There's these two podcasters that we very much like that do a series called Caravan of Garbage at the Weekly Planet.
The Weekly Planet, yeah. Yep. Yeah. I have seen, not recently, yeah, but I have seen that.
They episode. Did yeah. do this.
Yeah.
And there was this trend in the 90s where it's like it's Elf as well. Like,
yeah,
and all these movies where
I think Elf came out after this, but yeah,
it's just
like
deadbeat,
Mrs. Doubtfire,
it's just deadbeat dads,
yeah,
like, and they're all like corporate dads that just suck, and they're the main characters. It's
pretty much, yeah,
it's so a lot of that,
yeah. Very career oriented dads that don't spend enough time with their kids,
never show up for their kids,
and most of the time they're like divorced as well. In this case, he is, and he doesn't, they usually don't like
there's always a stepdad and the stepdad.
And they don't really get along. In this case, there is one as well. And he's a psychiatrist or something in this.
That's right, yeah.
And there's a lot of like psychiatrist jokes. He's like, so obviously him and his son, they don't spend that much time together. So his son has to stay with his dad during this Christmas because his mom and his stepdad are spending time with the stepdad's parents or something, and they're wanting to keep the son with the dad on Christmas Eve. And then Tim Allen's like, I don't know, he stuffs up dinner. So he tries to cook a turkey and he burns it.
Mm.
And then they end up
going to- And then he murders someone.
Well, that's afterwards.
Yeah.
And then they end up going to Denny's. And Denny's is like-
Yeah, Denny's is like the only place that would be open on Christmas.
On Christmas. And they walk in. Firstly, there's this like Japanese party or something.
Yeah.
Do you remember this? There's
Yeah.
And then they're like, are you with them? And they're like, no, we're not. And then there's this other room. And this other room is just
deadbeat dads.
Dads with their kids.
Yeah.
That have burned the turkey. So it's just a combination of like all these bad dads. And then I think they have like some conversation. And then the kid's like, well, the stepdad always listens to me. And then he's like, and then Tim Allen's like, yeah. And then he charges you for it because he's a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
So like there's always these cheap shots that he has at the stepdad. And the stepdad is a bit weird, to be honest. He's like a bit of a.
He's in the second one as well, actually. Yeah.
It's a bit of a weird unit, but I think he means well.
He's a good guy in the end. Yeah.
I think he means well. And he's never that mean to Tim Allen. Tim Allen's actually really mean to him most of the time.
Tim Allen's actually the villain in this movie. First off, he commits a murder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So apparently what happens is the actual Santa
Doesn't
Claus.
Doesn't he shoot him?
No. Well, that's what he was meant to do. That's what was in the script.
Oh, yeah.
But they took it out because it's a kid's movie.
Oh, yeah. He slips off the roof.
He slips off the roof and dies.
What do they do with the dead body?
It just disappears.
Oh, okay. That would be awkward if they just had to deal with a dead body.
And then what happens is the previous Santa Claus, he has like this little contact card and it says, put on my suit if I fall off the roof or something. So Tim Allen puts on his suit.
But why would you kill someone and then put on their clothes? That's a weird thing to do.
Before he puts on his clothes, the body just disappears. So it's just like this Santa Claus suit on the...
Yeah.
On the snow. So he puts it on because he's also in pajamas. So he's like, well, it's pretty cold. So he puts it on.
Yeah.
And then they go
then
on.
Then he has to deliver the.
Yeah. They go on the roof and then there's all these reindeer sitting up there. And then he has to go deliver it. And then there's a series of people that he delivers to. And there's one little girl and he's like super mean to her as well.
Yeah.
He's like, go back to sleep. And then like he drinks a bit of the milk and is like, does he drink? No, he's like, she asks him to drink the milk. And he's like, I don't want the milk. And she's like, why? It's like, because I'm lactose intolerant. He was just joking.
Yeah.
Because he just didn't want to drink it. You find out all this stuff, like all these mechanics about how Santa Claus.
He kind of screws it up a little bit on that first run, but he gets through the night. He gets through it.
Yeah. Yeah. And you figure out, like, there's some people that don't have chimneys. Like, they have these, like, little.
Yeah, but he could kind of slide through anyway.
He like compresses himself to slide through. And there's people that don't have fireplaces, but then it like magically transforms into a fireplace when it comes down.
Yeah.
So
you
figure out all that stuff. But he's still like a pretty horrible guy. And he's like, he's not really having fun doing it either.
No.
But he has to do it.
But that's just the start, and then it travels a year, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, because it's the next year. They go back to the North Pole.
Yeah.
After, like, at the end of that night, and then he meets all the elves and stuff, and then they send him back for the rest of the year. But they tell him to, like, they tell him that they're going to send him the list that he has to check twice.
Yeah.
To figure out who's naughty or nice.
Yeah, yeah.
I just wanted to fit the song in there. And the head elf is Bernard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That guy from Numbers.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah. Anyway,
when he was younger, I guess. He's like
maybe, or maybe the same age, I don't know.
I think he's like 15 in this or something.
Yeah.
And the kid's like, his son's like really young.
Yeah. And he comes back for the second one, actually.
So basically they go to the North Pole, they do stuff, but the kid's like having the time of his life.
Mm.
He's like, this is the best night of his life. And then the next morning, his mom comes to pick him up, and then he's like, oh, we went to the North Pole and we did all this stuff. And then Tim Allen's just thought like he had a really bad dream.
Dream, yeah, tripped.
But he finds out as the year goes on, he starts
transforming into Santa Claus.
He starts heading into Santa Claus. So there's a section where he jumps on the scale, and it just keeps going up. And then he shaves, and then it grows back like instantaneously. And then he starts putting on weight, and he starts just eating cookies.
Mm.
There's this funny part where he works at like this toy company, and they sell like some toys. And he won like some award as well for selling some like
lots of toys.
Yeah. So basically, he's like a ruthless businessman. And then he's in this board meeting, and he turns up after he's like semi-transformed. So he's like this really big guy. And then he turns up in like pajamas, like because he doesn't have any clothes that fit him now. And then they have this meeting, and just before the meeting, they have lunch. And he orders like more than everyone else. Like everyone else combined, he orders more than them. And he eats all of that. And then they talk about some toys, and he's opposed to it because it's like some elf toy or something, and it's like elves don't look like that, they look like kids. And like he basically gets suspended,
he gets fired. Yeah,
like I don't think he's fired, but I think he's like they tell him to like take a break.
So the question is, does he get paid for being Santa Claus? Because he quits his job after this movie.
Yeah.
So where's the money come from?
Well, I guess he gets like free food, right?
He moves to the North Pole. Yeah. So I guess he doesn't need to pay rent or anything like that.
Yeah. And he gets free food.
Yeah. Yep.
So I don't think he needs anything, really.
Does he need to pay like alimony or like child support for his kid or anything like that?
Well, so in the middle of this movie, or like towards the end of this movie, he loses custody over the kid. So he loses visitation rights. Yep.
Because
they think the kid's going crazy, and they think he's going even more crazy.
They think he's like enabling the kid, essentially. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he's slowly turning into like, and they think he's turning himself into Santa Claus so that he can
be close to the kid.
And then he loses custody, but then he comes back at the end and
everyone realizes, well, not everyone, but the mum and the stepdad realize he's Santa Claus.
Yeah. And he starts becoming less horrible.
Yeah, he kind of just there's no real reason why he becomes less horrible. He just becomes less horrible. I don't know. Is there a reason? No. He just starts to change.
Actually, so before they realize the mum realizes he's Santa Claus, he steals the kid. So like he turns up to the house and they have this little conversation, and he's like, "Oh, can we speak on our own?" And then Bernard turns up and is like, "Yeah, we need to go deliver the gifts." And then they just leave, and the mom's like, "Wait, where's Charlie?"
They.
You got an alarm.
Yeah, sorry, that was an alarm. Yeah,
because this when you wake up.
Yeah, I wake up at 6 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the mom's like, "Yeah, where's Charlie?" And they have to call the police, and they're like, the police are like,
"That's right.
We're looking for someone that looks like Santa Claus." And then they like arrest all these.
There's like everyone. It's like Christmas Eve, so everyone looks like Santa Claus.
Yeah, they arrest all these like people that look like Santa Claus. Yeah. Some of them don't even look like him. And then they like get a bunch of all these people that are dressed up as Santa Claus, and they get the mum to like look at each of them.
Yeah,
and they're like, "Yeah, take your time." And there's one guy who's like African American, but he's dressed up in a Santa Claus suit.
So they have to go through all the bases, you know?
Yeah, just in case. But yeah, and then they actually do capture Santa Claus. They find him.
Yes.
And they arrest
him. But the elves like do some Mission Impossible breakout scene. And
there's these like special elves that like come out and they help him. And they break him out, and then he goes and delivers all the gifts. And then that's when the mum and the dad realize that he's Santa Claus. And the dad, not the dad, the stepdad, he stopped believing in Santa Claus when he was like 3 years old or something.
That's right. That's how he convinces them, doesn't he? He gives them the gifts that they wanted. Yeah.
So she wanted, the mum wanted like a mystery date.
Yeah, yeah.
Thing, which is, I don't know what that is. Is that like a board game or something?
Mystery date is when you ask your friends to hook you up with someone and they
get you. Don't know who it is.
You rock up at the bar and
it's like a blind date.
Blind date, yeah, exactly. She wanted a blind date. Okay. But no one gave it to her.
Well, would the stepdad be okay with that? She wants a blind date.
She's getting a blind date, right. You know?
Yeah, she wants a blind date for Christmas, yeah.
Yep.
And the dad wanted, like, the stepdad wanted a... like a whistle or something?
Yeah, that's right. Something real stupid.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, the year prior where he messed up giving all the gifts, he probably created some people that don't like Santa or don't believe in Santa Claus because he didn't give them the gifts.
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
So he's probably – there's a lot to think about in this universe. First off, is he eternal? Does he live forever? Or does he die at a certain time? But then if he dies at a certain time, who takes over as Santa Claus?
Well, if he dies in action, the Santa Claus, Claus with an E, is that whoever gets the suit becomes Santa Claus.
Yeah, but what if he just dies of old age? Or is he eternal?
Maybe he is eternal. The only way he can die is if he falls off the roof.
Yeah, or he gets shot. The other thing is, did he become a good person because of the Santa Claus, or is he an actual good person? So if I think like the spell wore off, would he just be a terrible guy again?
I think the movie wants you to think that he was always a good person. He just never realized it.
But in reality, it's the other one. Yeah.
I think in reality, he's just a bad guy.
Yeah. And he's been put under a spell or some shit. So he's turned into a good guy. The other thing is, how many Santa Clauses have they been, and are they always just slipping off roofs? Like,
So how do they switch over?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot to think about in this universe.
And the elves, like one of the elves is like, I'm 1,200 years old. So
how many Santa Clauses has he seen?
Lot to dissect. So there was two movies that came after this in the same series, Santa Claus 2 and Santa Claus 3, The Escape Clause. So Santa Claus 2, is that the one?
Santa Claus 2 is the one where he has to marry someone. Otherwise, he stops being Santa Claus.
Yes.
Yep. And he marries his kid's headmaster. Yeah.
And which one's the one where the kid's like a bit of a rogue?
Second one. Yeah. Okay. So he grows up quite a bit in the second one. He's in high school and he's gone off the rails a little bit.
So this movie came out in 1994. The second one came out in 2002. So
yeah. Yep.
Quite a bit of a gap. And then number three came out in 2006.
Number three, I'm not sure about the it's got Jack Frost in it. That's all I know.
Yeah, I don't remember watching that one.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing it's got something to do with him not being Santa Claus anymore because it's the escape clause. Maybe they have to
I wait. Think Jack Frost tries to become Santa Claus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But he's bad in that one, right?
He's bad, yeah.
So this one's directed by John Pasquin. Mm. Do you want to know what else he's directed?
Yeah, hit me.
So this was his first movie, and he also had a role of Santa number six, so he acted in it as well. After this, he directed a movie called Jungle to Jungle, also starring Tim Allen. And then after that, in 2001, he directed Joe Somebody.
I haven't heard of any of these.
That's also starring Tim Allen.
Okay.
And then in 2005, he directed Miss Congeniality 2.
Oh, amazing movie.
Blonde and Fabulous.
Miss Congeniality 1 is definitely the best one.
What happens in 2?
I'm trying to think. I'm guessing there's another beauty pageant and she has to infiltrate it.
Okay.
Yeah. But I can't remember. Can't remember 2. But Miss Congeniality 1, genuine good movie. Is that a Christmas movie? No, it isn't.
No, it's not. Yeah. I remember seeing 1. I don't remember what happened in 2. But that one does not have Tim Allen in it. I'm pretty sure.
Miss Congeniality?
2 or 1. I'm pretty sure both of them
don't. Yeah, I'm pretty sure both of them don't know.
Yeah, but he only directed 2. And then he's done a lot of TV. So obviously he loves Tim Allen because he directed a lot of episodes of Home Improvement. And then he also did a show called Last Man Standing.
Oh, that's the new Tim Allen one. Is that still going?
It finished in 2018.
Okay. That's actually got some like big-ish actors in it.
Who else is in it?
Well, not big, but I think one of the daughters is like Dove Cameron or something.
Oh,
like
okay.
That Disney chick. Yeah.
Okay. She must have been pretty small then.
It came out pretty recent, isn't it? 2016 or something?
2011.
Yeah.
2011 to 2018. So it ran
for. That's the one where it's just him and he's got a lot of daughters.
Oh, okay.
That's why it's the last one.
Yeah, he's in a house full of
daughters. Yeah. He's women. Like, I'm Tim Allen. I've got daughters.
That's why he's the last man standing.
It's too many daughters. Yeah.
Technically the only man.
I'm Tim Allen. There's too many daughters.
Yeah.
shouldn't have had this many daughters.
How old is Tim Allen?
85.
I don't think he's that old.
No, I reckon he's in his 60s.
68?
Yeah.
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 That wasn't a guess that he's actually 68.
Yeah.
I made it sound like I was guessing. What does he do now? He does Toy Story movies.
Yeah. Did he get cancelled is the question.
I think he did because he's not in the new Lightyear movie. That's
Chris Evans. But Tom Hanks is in it. Oh, okay. It's Lightyear, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, I don't know if he's got cancelled. He's potentially cancelled.
Well, he was still in 4.
Yeah.
He was still in Toy Story 4. So if they ever do a Toy Story 5. Although Buzz is like done, isn't he? Aren't they done with him?
I thought they were more done with Woody, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe he'll come back. Well, he hasn't done anything since Toy Story 4 in terms of movies. And in terms of TV, actually, he's doing a show at the moment called Assembly Required.
Okay. Sounds like Home Improvement.
Maybe it's like a sequel to it. Do you find him funny?
He's all right.
I think it's funny in like a...
like a dry way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like in this movie. Like he's funny in parts. There was another part where he starts floating at the start when he like gets the sack and like the sack makes you float. And then the kid's like, oh, you're floating. And it's like, don't worry, I'm used to this. I lived through the 60s.
Yeah. It's got lots of good jokes for the adults.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the kids will have fun with it as well.
Yeah.
There's Santa Claus stuff.
Santa Claus happening.
So, yeah, it's not a bad movie.
I think it's a pretty good underrated Christmas movie, Santa Claus.
Yeah.
I used to like it a lot.
Yeah.
Still do.
It's not bad. It's not a bad movie.
I made us watch it every year, so I obviously did like it.
We talked a lot about Santa Claus. It's an interesting universe. Any other Christmas movies we want to reel off?
Not really. No.
We'll save them for next year.
I'm doing Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special next year.
All right, you've reserved
putting the pin in it right now.
I was considering doing Home Alone, like the new one, but it's
just it sucks.
It's just not that good. It could have actually been something different. Like they could have like reversed the formula where the robbers are good
and the kids evil. Yeah.
And they kind of did that, but
then they backtrack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they just made it like a normal Home Alone movie.
Mm.
It just doesn't work with it. I don't think you could do Home Alone without Macaulay Culkin.
Mm.
I just don't think it works.
He's too old to do it now, so.
Do you reckon they should just do it with him anyway? Like, except it's like an adult version.
It's like a brutal, like Skyfall.
Yeah, so he's, I don't know, like he's at home by himself. I don't know, he gets divorced or something just before Christmas and he's sad and at home. And then there's some robbers that are coming in.
But they're like, these guys are like grizzled robbers.
Yeah.
They're going to get the
same guys back.
It's like the Purge. They should do the Purge.
Yeah.
Except they're trying to purge Macaulay Culkin's house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he has to fight back.
Yeah. It's like a horror movie. Yeah. And Macaulay Culkin's the villain. It's like Don't Breathe.
It's like Don't Breathe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except a Christmas movie.
They think there's like this skinny kid's going to be an easy target. But then he ends up killing all of them brutally.
Yeah. You can take that. Just give us some royalties for that idea, whoever's listening, any execs. I think Disney owns the rights now, right? So, yeah, Disney execs, give us some money. All right. So that's another year, another Merry Christmas episode. If people want to get in touch with us and tell us about their favorite Christmas movie, how do they go about it?
So we're on all platforms at Cognitive Recalibration, or you can always email us at cognitiverecalibrationpodcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to support the podcast, you can do so via giving us a review on either iTunes or Spotify. So Spotify has ratings now, so you can rate us on that, and that makes us more discoverable on search engines. Cool. So next episode will be Hawkeye. So we could have actually done Hawkeye as a Christmas episode.
Yeah. The best Christmas thing I've seen this year is Hawkeye. No Way Home is set during Christmas as well, actually, but
parts of it.
Yeah.
Spoilers, but yeah.
Yeah.
People are so sensitive about spoilers for that movie.
How dare you? You told me Tom Holland's in it? Yeah. I didn't want to know that.
What? Is Tom Holland Spider-Man? What? Since when?
But we'll talk about Hawkeye in a separate episode.
Yeah. So we've got, stuff. I think before the year ends, we're going to have two more episodes. So it'll be Hawkeye and our best and worst and most anticipated.
And then we'll start next year fresh with Matrix. A Matrix episode for you guys. Yeah.
It's Matrix. Yeah. Which I'm not hearing good things about, but anyway. Ooh,
I haven't heard anything yet. So you spoiled that for me and I hate you now.
Oh, no. Yeah. So look forward to that. So once again, thanks for listening. Hope you're having a great Christmas. Hope you actually got some gifts. Or what are we going to do about Santa? Are we going to like let him go? Was this a good enough episode?
Let's see how many views we get. If we get a certain amount of views, if we get 100,
yeah,
then we let him go.
All right.
Otherwise, we kill him and then you become Santa.
Okay, yeah.
We shoot him in the face.
It's the Santa Claus 4, except it's a twist on it. It's a...
We
it's an Indian man that becomes Santa Claus.
Yeah. Santa Claus could be any race.
An Indian man living in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Becomes Santa Claus.
Yeah.
That's another idea. Do you reckon they'll reboot this at some stage? I reckon there's potential for
There's definitely potential. Yeah, for a reboot.
Who would they do it with?
I think they should do it with it's gotta be someone dry
who's
humor.
Who's a deadbeat dad?
Deadbeat dad currently. It's not the 90s, so there isn't as many deadbeat dads going around.
RDJ?
Maybe Paul Rudd. Paul Rudd could be a deadbeat dad.
Yeah, Paul Rudd could do it.
Yeah.
Chris Pratt?
Yeah, Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell's a deadbeat dad, if I've ever seen one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Carell? Steve Carell, deadbeat dad.
Yeah. So they were going to actually get Robin Williams for this.
Yeah, Robin Williams is the quintessential deadbeat dad. Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't he a deadbeat dad in some other movie as well? Like Hook? Is he a deadbeat dad in that?
Isn't he Peter Pan in Hook?
Yeah. But doesn't he like grow up and he has like...
He does. He goes, he goes away and comes back. Yeah. He's probably a deadbeat dad.
Mrs. Doubtfire,
deadbeat dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jumanji, he's not a dad, but he's a deadbeat dad.
Yeah, he could be.
Yeah. There's those kids that you like... Oh, yeah.
Semi-adopts.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Well, they're someone else's kids, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Aladdin is a deadbeat dad.
in disguise as a genie?
Yeah. Just any role, he's deadbeat dad.
Yeah.
That one where he's that clown in the hospital, he's deadbeat dad.
Clown in the hospital? Which one's that?
Patch Adams.
Oh, okay. Insomnia?
Deadbeat dad, yeah.
He's also a psycho, but yeah. No, I think they could bring this back as a Disney Plus original or something. I'm thinking of other deadbeat dads, but yeah, there's plenty.
Yeah, I think more like you got to go the comedy route.
Could they do a twist on it? Like not like a deadbeat dad, but like a guy who's single but like old. I'm thinking like a Chris Evans type. Like he's not a dad, but
he's too young to be Santa Claus, but he could, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think to get someone to do a movie like this, they have to be someone that is not in high demand.
Yeah.
So.
But semi-famous still.
Yes.
Not like, not super like, famous, but semi-famous.
You need like a middling tier actor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like someone who was famous.
Yeah.
Like who was big.
Who was big that is no longer big. Yeah.
Who's someone who was big? Hugh Jackman? Nah, he's still big. He's probably too good for this.
John Travolta.
Probably not. Yeah. Unless you want some like weird movie. Nicolas Cage.
Perfect. Nicolas Cage is a deadbeat dad as well. 100%. Yeah.
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 And he'll bring his own like element to the movie.
Yeah. I'll watch anything with Nicolas Cage in it. Yeah. Yeah.
Nicolas Cage. Okay. We've given you the pitch. Santa Claus reboot with Nicolas Cage. Just give us the royalties. We will accept payments in crypto.
Yeah, only crypto. Yeah.
Cool. All right. I guess we'll end with that for this year. So thanks everyone for listening. Hope you're having a great Christmas. Hope you got some nice gifts. Well, maybe you didn't because Santa Claus is here, but hope you got some nice gifts anyway. And we'll see you in the next episode with Hawkeye.
Yeah, we will.
See you later.
We'll see you then.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince.
I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.